Okay, I'm pretty well. Okay, looking at Star Trek again, and I'm taking inspiration from because I like Star Trek. I mean, the stories are like so, but the mood and the, you know, the, you could say, virtuous dimension of it. So here, there's something that happened to the consciousness of Captain Picard. This is season 1, episode 8. And that gives me an idea. That in POL, saying, yeah, why not? I'm just trying here. There should be such, think of POL as a Netflix series, okay? So, okay, we got these challenges and all that, that, you know, typical storytelling format that you find in Star Trek there. And we should use something like that if we're going to make episodes. So we could kind of not just make episode after episode and so on completely separate as if the whole world and everything starts anew each time, but where it's more like a very long movie where there's a clear progress of the story through that series after series after series. It could be like, you know, many hours long movie if you cut them together. Not just that, oops, starting again, oops, and adventure starting, Coleman, and so on. But we put that also there, mixing the two. So, for instance, we will have here our, you know, our P.O. or our Rick. He could be more into that extreme level. We could put it like this. Oh, yeah, P.O. is just, you know, a little Hare Krishna gang. Rick is way up there in the very sophisticated, outlandish from modern mainstream scientific point of view, regions of scientific, you know, very practical, and you could say technological research. You know, the AI thing, that's what he starts with, and then he keeps in contact with that, but then they get more into, you know, you have the New Age people over there, these funny people with their crystals and this and that. Now, they are a bunch of funny people who probably smoke too much, you know, of the herb. But they, you know, they are onto something. And but behind feeding that whole movement, we'll just paint now the situation that has actually been going on through this story in the world and is still going on. They are, you know, the New Agers, little funny, generally, but they are thriving on and living on and inspired by ideas in certain books, like, what's his name, and what's his name, you know, all these New Age gurus. But some of those are scientists, they understand quantum theory, they understand the consciousness-based cosmology, you could say, or your science, the idealist, the scientists. So there's a whole crew of such idealist types natural philosophers, as it would used to be called, of physics, of science. I like natural philosophy. So anyway, we make this, we weave this all into our story, right? And then we keep hearing sometimes, you know, that the Russians have been doing this a long time back, research and experiments for military purposes into psychic powers, paranormal phenomena, and all those things. So our Rick stumbles right into that world. And so therefore, the people here, he's around, they're really trying, you know, on the cutting edge, so to speak. You know, we're here now with the simulation theory and all that. Not only to establish that as a cosmology, as a worldview that is valid, maybe among others, but, you know, this is probably the one. But to live according to that. So they are, you know, can we get in contact with other worlds, for instance? You have the mediums there who say they can, but sometimes you just fake it. But there is then somewhere very serious and scientifically valid research into these things. You know, the out-of-body experiences, and, you know, you find that in this film, what was it? Flatline. So we could kind of move around in that way. And then the dramas, the interpersonal dramas between the people, the protagonists, the different characters in this story, especially in the world that Rick lives in, can be then filled with these kind of challenges, typical challenges that we also go through, but, you know, also depression, stress, you know, that the, just like Captain Picard is going through something, but it can also, we can really get into it and make, you know, something about, or include here, how we should protect ourselves from dark influences, you know, these kind of things that the shamans and the yogis, they learn. So, and this interpersonal relationship, interplay there. Sometimes a person comes in and you can feel that person has bad vibes. And how do the others manage and handle that? And this is, you know, something that the audience can learn something good from also.